Good morning to each of you. Greetings. It's a wonderful privilege again to gather with the saints of God, to look at the Word of God, and to be encouraged and exhorted in our own hearts, in my heart first, and I trust that you will also all be encouraged from the Word today. And just a couple things here. I was just blessed with the singing. The last two songs that we sung. In 765, verse 2, it says, "In your costly temples praying, let thy kingdom come, we pray." And the next line says, "Are but words of idle meaning, if with these we turn away. Boundless wealth to you is given from his hand who owns it all. And his eye beholds in heaven what ye render back for all." And as we consider that, you know, today we ask the Lord to meet with us. And what are we willing to render back to him? His eye is in heaven, he's watching. What is your heart willing to surrender to him? Is it willing to surrender all? And then the last song that we sung, 735. It says, in verse 3, he says, "Hear you now his loving voice. Now, O now, make him your choice. He is standing at your door. Joy to you he will restore, and his name you will adore." So let us adore our Savior, the Lord Jesus, this morning for what he has done for us, the price that he has paid for each of our sins. This morning, the burden that God has laid on my heart this week comes from an experience that I faced this week. And so this morning I have a question for each of us. And the question is, what is your temperature? Our body temperature, we might say, well, it's 98.6. That's what it's supposed to be, right? But my heart is, what is the temperature of your heart today? And as you walk daily with the Lord, and I'm sure you've all seen one of those old-time thermometers where they have you have a thermometer, and in the center is a red pin, and up here you have maybe 120 degrees. Down here you have maybe minus 40. And somewhere in the middle here, this changes from red to blue. Maybe about at 40, 45 degrees is where it changes from red to blue. So down here you have, we'll say minus 40. And here where it changes from red to blue, we're going to say it's about 45 degrees. And this morning, my burden is, you know, and I'm including myself in this, many times, you know, the church room here is between 68, 72. That's a comfortable temperature. Up in here, it's a real comfortable place to be at. Just That's where we keep our, most of us keep our homes at that temperature. It's very comfortable, and that's where we like it, just comfortable. And this morning, I find in my own life many times that's where I like to be, just at a comfortable place. Not too radical, not too hot. I don't like it, like being on the outside, not cold, just comfortable. And let's read for some scriptures here this morning. Let's turn to Revelation 3, and we're going to read verses 14 to 16. These are familiar verses. Revelation 3, verse 4, starting in verse 14. He says, "And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write these things, saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth." And there's some sobering words as we consider those words. He says, if we're lukewarm, if we're at this comfortable place, He is going to spew us out of His mouth. That's what God is telling us here in His Word. And is it wrong to have our church building, our homes, at a comfortable temperature? I don't think it is. But what about our spiritual life? According to the Word of God, He would rather see us at 120 degrees, where it's very uncomfortable for our flesh. It is when we are engaging in the Word of God, when we are engaging in this warfare, God would rather see us hot or cold. And now this morning, I don't believe that it's the heart of God that if we're at a cold place in our life, cold toward God this morning, it's not the heart of God. It's not His will, the Scripture says. In 2 Peter 3:9 says, "The Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all come to repentance." So this morning, I'm not indicating that you should either be cold or hot. But what I am indicating that God's heart for us is that we are on zealous for the Word of God, zealous for Him and for His kingdom. And if you find yourself at a place where you are cold and your heart is cold toward God, His will is that you would repent and turn to Him. And be zealous for the Lord Jesus. And so for an encouragement this morning, as an exhortation for my own heart, what I faced this week, earlier this week, I recognize it now as a trial, a snare from the enemy. But earlier this week, I had this thought came to me of ugly sin that I had committed back in my youth, and the enemy blinded my mind that you never repented of this. And it was condemnation and guilt upon my heart. And I was not doing well, and I wrestled with this thing for 2 days. And I encourage you also, don't wait. And so one night I didn't know how it would go. I said, well, I need to get it out. But I shared it with my wife, and she said, you confessed all that. But I didn't remember it. And the enemy, it was a tactic from the enemy. I know, I realize it now. But to be on guard with those, yeah, if there's something in your life you need to repent, we need to repent of it. But yet, to be on guard, to have confidence in the Word of God and in where you are with the Lord, if you are walking in purity and in holiness, that you are His child. And so this morning I have a couple of scriptures in 1 John 3:18 to 21 says, "My little children, let us not love in word, neither in tongue, but in deed and in truth. And hereby we know that we are of the truth and shall assure our hearts before Him. For if our heart condemn us, God is greater than our heart and knoweth all things. Beloved, if your heart condemn us not, then we have confidence toward God." So this morning we can have confidence toward God and walk with Him with a pure and a free heart. When we have guilt and condemnation on our lives, we can't have confidence toward God. And that's what I was facing this week. Those 2 days I wrestled, and I was just wrestling with it. But when I confessed it to my wife, she shared, you confessed all those things. I remember it. And there's peace. We can walk with God, but to have confidence, that my burden is that we can be zealous for God, on fire for the Lord, and walk in confidence, knowing that He is with us if we are walking in purity. 1 John 2:28 says, "And now, little children, abide in Him, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." Let's turn to Hebrews 10, verse 35. Hebrews 10, 35. Hebrews 10, verse 35 says, "Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward." So our confidence in the Lord Jesus, there's a great reward for those who walk in confidence, who walk with the Lord with confidence, and not being ashamed, but being zealous, being on fire, being at this uncomfortable place up here, where when God leads us through a trial, we can have confidence in Him and walk unashamedly before Him. That we can have just confidence in the Word of God. And just a little testimony of that, of just sharing the Word of God, not of where, you know, because I had really something to say, but only sharing the Word of God. I was sharing with this one man one day, and he was divorced, and he was telling me about his girlfriend, and he's wanting to get married and all this. And so I was just sharing with him what the Word of God says about it. And he says, "Well, if I repent, God will forgive me." And I just told him, "That's not true." I said, "If I'm a drunkard and I continue to drink, but every time after I'm done drinking, I just ask God to forgive me." I said, "It's not truth. God will forgive you if you repent." I said, "You cannot go forward with what you're planning to do and expect the forgiveness of God upon your life. I said, it's not truth, according to the Word of God. But what was interesting, I couldn't convince him, but there was another man standing beside him listening to me talk, and he was like, what you're saying makes sense. Like, he appreciated my confidence in the Word of God, and I was only sharing the Word of God. Not that I was very confident, I was just sharing what the Word of God says. And we can stand on what the Word of God says if we're willing to believe and obey it. We can have confidence in the Word of God. In Colossians 1, verse 23, it says, if ye continue in the faith, grounded and settled, and be not moved away from the hope of the gospel which ye have heard, and which was preached to every creature which was under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister, to continue grounded and settled in the Word of God, knowing that the Word of God will stand. The Word of God has not changed. Men change. Men try to change the Word of God for their likings. But God's Word does not change. It is forever settled in heaven. And so we can have confidence in the Word of God. Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 21. Ephesians 3, verse 16 to 21 says that He would grant you according to the riches of His glory to be strengthened with might by His Spirit in the inner man. God is desiring to strengthen you in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye being rooted and grounded in love may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know that the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto Him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. So Christ is... He is willing to do exceedingly abundantly above what we ask or think if we are willing to abide in Him, in that place of rest and walking in confidence, of on fire for God, and not be growing lukewarm in that comfortable position there where many times we can find ourselves just walking at a comfortable place. So my encouragement this morning for the body of Christ that we could walk confidently with boldness and zealously. And in closing, I have one more verse here. I'm going to read 1 John 2:28 again. It says, "And now, little children, abide in Him." Abide in Him. "That when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming." To abide in Him, to abide in the vine, as it says in John. He is the vine and we are the branches. And at times He wants to purge things out of our life. Let us be willing to go through that fire of purging and walk with Him and confidence, even through the fires that we might face. Even though they might not feel good at times, but that we can walk confidently with boldness in the Word of God and not being moved away from the hope of the gospel. That is all I have. May the Lord bless you, and hope you were encouraged with just... I found an encouragement in my own heart just to exhort my own heart to walk in confidence and to recognize when the enemy is bringing something toward us, to recognize what it is. And when we are grounded and settled in the Word of God, we can identify those quickly. May the Lord bless you.